Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee for game three of a three-game Gulf South Conference series between West Alabama Tigers and Union Bulldogs. We're here at Union this weekend. Tigers dropped one game last night and then dropped game one of the doubleheader today. And we are back here for game three of the series. And Kyle Vogler is going to lead things off for West Alabama here momentarily as Vogler gets set for Union. Sam McMillan gets the nod today for game three. And the first to Vogler, that one will be outside for a ball. Second pitch upstairs for ball number two. 2-0 pitch finds the strike zone, moves the count now 2-1. 2-1, that one's upstairs as well. 3-1 count now, here to Kyle Vogler. The 3-1, that finds the strike zone. 3-2 count, full count here to Kyle Vogler. The 3-2 pitch, that one's outside. Ball number four, Kyle Vogler gets on with a walk. That'll bring up Colton Peoples, left fielder for West Alabama. McMillan, he's got a 6.88 ERA as he delivers the first pitch to Peoples. It'll be a strike. 0-1 count now. McMillan, he's 1-6 on the year. Ninth, 10 appearances. This is his 10th. The 0-1 to Peoples. Swing and a miss by Peoples. And he's pitched 35.1 innings, giving up 29 hits, 32 runs, 27 of them earned, and 44 walks, 37 strikeouts. As Peoples gets one down out in left center field, for base hit, so West Alabama getting things going here now. Peoples gets a single to center field, and that'll bring up Jake Nemeth for the Tigers. Nemeth gets a hit on that one. Now to left center field near the wall. It'll get down for a base hit as Vogler rounds third. Peoples rounds third. Peoples right on Vogler's tail. Peoples slides in at home. Nemeth slides in at third. Everybody's safe for West Alabama. Tigers take a 2-0 lead, and Jake Nemeth gets in with a triple. Now it's hit out to left center field. So good start here for West Alabama. If I've said that before this weekend, I haven't said it enough, as West Alabama is on top now 2-0 with the single from Nemeth to center field. And that brings up Braden Lyman. First pitch to Lyman gets down for a base hit. Nemeth will come home. He'll trot in. Lyman safe at first base. So West Alabama now leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the first, or top of the first inning, excuse me. And now a little mound visit here for Union. We'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be back and let you know what's going on here in the top of the first. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 1049.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to Jackson, Tennessee. Gavin Rogers at the plate, and he's up in the count now 1-0. West Alabama does have Braden Lyman on at first base. He got on with a single that was hit to left field. Rogers, the 1-0. That one finds the strike zone, moves the count now to 1-1. Sam McMillan on the mound for Union. The 1-1, that one will be fouled off. The 1-2 pitch, as Lyman goes, he slides the tag, and they say he got him. So Lyman thrown out there for the first out of the inning. The 2-2 to Rogers. That one will get hit to Music, and he'll field it and get it to Barrett in time for an out. That'll bring up Josh Bauer now for the Union infield. At first base is Blake Barrett. And then at second base is Patrick Music. At shortstop is Britt Netterville. And then at third base is Slater Shield. This is his first appearance of the weekend that we've seen. And that brings up Josh Bauer. Catching is still Ben Smith. And then out in left field, Josh Bazoyan. And then in center field is Carson Chavies. And then in right field is Grayson Swanson. The 1-1 to Bauer. Hard hit ball out to right center field. Chavies giving chase on it. He is there to make the play for the third out of the inning. So that will do it here in the top of the first. But West Alabama gets three runs in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first here from Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Slide 1049.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back here to Jackson, Tennessee. West Alabama has a 3-0 lead against Union here in Game 3 of the Gulf South Conference Series. Game 2 today of the doubleheader. We've got 7 innings scheduled for today. And on the mound for West Alabama will be Mr. Gavin Rogers. He's got an ERA of .98, and he's 2-1 on the year. This is his third game that he started this year. This will be his fifth appearance. And he has pitched two complete games, and he's pitched through 18.1 innings, giving up 14 hits. 5 runs, 2 earned, and 6 walks, 17 strikeouts. And opponent's batting average is just .215 against him, and he has hit 3 batters. The Soddy Daisy Tennessee native gets the nod for Game 3 today. He gets set, and he'll get to face Patrick Music to begin the day. Patrick Music, second baseman for Union. That one's popped high in the air, and Sam Smith is there to make the grab for out number one, Sam Smith today. In game number two, he's replaced Houston Kitterman at second. We've seen Sam a couple times this year play that second base position, so he's there right now. And then Houston Kitterman is at third. At catcher is Jacob Messina, and at first base is Josh Bauer, and then Gavin Rogers on the mound. Braden Lyman at right field. Nemeth at shortstop today. Colton Peoples playing left field. Kyle Vogler in at center field. Rogers, the 1-0 pitch to Berry. Moves the count down to 1-1. And the 1-1 is going to be fouled off. Moves the count down to 1-2. 1-2 pitch. That one's going to be outside. It is a 2-2 count now. West Alabama fell in game one today, 15-12. They lost last night, 4-2. Trying to salvage a game today in the series. The 2-2 pitch. That one is outside. Makes it a full count here to Berry. Berry's playing DH for Union today in this game. Rogers sets in the 3-2 to Berry. Swing and a miss as Gavin Rogers picks down his first strikeout of the day. That'll bring up Britt Netterville. Netterville gets set at the plate. The 0-0 to him. Swing and a miss for the first strike. Batting .321 this year. He's got 39 runs, 7 homers, 34 RBIs. The 0-1 from Rogers. It's hit directed to Sam Smith at second. He fields it. The throw over to Bauer is in time for the third out. So 1-2-3 is Union that inning as we head to the top of the second. West Alabama leads 3-0 here on Slot 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field here on the campus of Union University. It has been cloudy all day, but right now the sun is trying to sneak its way through the clouds, and it's made for a pretty afternoon here in Jackson. It's a pretty park down the left field line and the right field line. It's 320 feet, and then straight away to center field, it's 390. Down the alleys, it's about 385, and we've got a little bit of wind here moving right to left. As Jacob Messina would lead things off here for West Alabama. Messina playing catcher for today's game. Jonathan Thibodeau typically plays catcher, but Messina's playing catcher in this one. We've seen that a couple times. It's the first pitch outside for a ball. We've seen Thibodeau catch the first two games of a three-game series, then Messina, he'll come in and finish up the series at catcher as he pops that one high in the air in foul territory. And Ben Smith had it in his glove, but he dropped it. So Messina will get to stay alive and do it again. Tough one there for Smith. Had it in his glove, but lost it. McMillan, the 1-1. Messina gets a hit on it. It'll be a foul ball left side. Jacoby Robinson comes over, picks it up, makes its way back in the ball bucket eventually. As it's now a 1-2 count. The 1-2 for McMillan. That one's upstairs for another ball. 2-2 count now. The 2-2 pitch. And struck him out looking as Messina had a check swing there. But he goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. And Houston Kitterman makes his way to the plate. Kitterman played second base in the first two games of the series. And then today he's moved to third base. The 0-0 to Kitterman. That one's upstairs for a ball. And then at second base you got Sam Smith. And at shortstop is Jake Nemeth. First two games, Braxton Bullard plays shortstop. Not in the lineup today. We may see him pinch hit or something during this game at some point. The 1-0. Kidman fouls that one off right side. Makes it a 1-1 count now. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Kidman. Takes the count to 1-2. With one out. The 1-2 pitch. Kidman fouls that one off left side. As Britton Thills catches it over in the dugout. The 1-2 pitch. That one's outside for a ball. Takes the count with one out. And that one's low and away for ball number three. It's a 3-2 count. McMillan on the mound as he delivers that pitch to Kitterman. And that one's going to be outside. Gets away from Smith playing catcher. And it'll be a walk. So that'll bring up Sam Smith for West Alabama. Sam Smith, number 43, bats 222 this year. He's got four runs, two hits. The 0-0 to Smith, takes a strike there. 0-1 count, Smith. Got two stolen bases, two strikeouts, two walks. The 0-1 finds the strike zone again. 0-2 count. Kitterman at first gets his lead off, the 0-2. That one's in the dirt. Smith finds it, picks it up quickly. Kitterman can't advance, so moves the count 1-2. And now head coach Gary Rundles is coming out to talk to our home plate umpire about something. Not sure what they're discussing, but we're going to see if we can figure something out here. They're meeting right between the mound and home plate. Not really sure about what. So whatever it was, they come to an agreement. 1-2 count to Smith. That one's outside. Moves the count now to 1-2. Or 2-2, excuse me. With one out, Kitterman at first gets his lead off. McMillan, the pitch. Smith gets a hit on it. Hit towards third, the throw to second, the throw to first, a double play in time for three outs as West Alabama goes 1-2-3 that inning. And we'll head to the bottom of the second here at Fesmeyer Field in Jackson, Tennessee. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball on Sly 1049.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Fesmeyer Field on the campus of Union. West Alabama currently leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the second. Leading things off here for Union, it'll be Bazoyan. Bazoyan gets set. Right-handed batter. Gavin Rogers on the mound. The 0-0. Bazoyan gets a hit on that one. Deep to center field. Kyle Vogler giving chase under it. He gets under it, makes the grab for out number one. So now that brings up Grayson Swanson, the right fielder. Number nine bats fifth in the lineup. Swanson bats 374 on the year. 29 runs, 12 home runs he's got. He's batted in 43 runs. The 0-0. And that one's going to get hit. And it gets past Nemeth at shortstop and Kitterman at third. It goes out to left field. Colton Peoples will field it and gets it back into the field. And Union gets his first hit of the game. That'll bring up Blake Barrett, number 44. Bat sixth in the lineup. Playing first base today. And he's batting 287 on the year. 18 runs he's got. 9 home runs, and he has batted in 23 runs. And he gets set to face Gavin Rogers. Rogers on the mound. The 0-0 finds the strike zone. 0-1 count with one out. Swanson on at first. Rogers sets in. The 0-1. That one's going to get hit to Nemeth. Nemeth the flip to second. Smith the throw to first to Bauer. And they're going to say Bauer came off the bag when he caught the ball. But Tigers get the lead out runner out. Leadoff runner out. For the second out of the inning. So Barrett gets on. Now bring up Carson Chavies. Chavies bats 344 this year, 17 runs, 10 RBIs. Rogers the 0-0. That one's low for ball number one. The 1-0 from Rogers. As he delivers it, finds the strike zone, 1-1 count. Rogers the 1-1, finds the strike zone for the second strike. 1-2 count here to Chavies. Rogers sets in. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. They're going to say he fouled it. So he'll stay alive to keep fighting. Down the count 1-2 after fouling that one off. Looked like it hit Messina a little bit. So the home plate umpire recognizes that. Given a little extra time. Messina looks all right. So Gavin Rogers gets set on the mound. The 1-2 pitch. That one's hit deep to center field. Kyle Vogler gets under it, makes the grab for out number three. So we head to the top of the third. West Alabama leads Union 3-0 here on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Kyle Vogler will lead things off here for West Alabama in the top of the third inning. Vogler got on the walk back in the first inning and scored. So McMillan gets set. The 0-0 to Vogler. That one's hit right side. It'll be a long foul ball. 0-1 count here to Vogler. The 0-1 to Vogler. And that one's popped up high in the air out to center field. And Chavies gets under it and make the play and the grab to sit Vogler down. For the first out of the inning, that brings up Colton Peoples. West Alabama's left fielder. He singled to right field back in the first. He gets set. The 0-0 to Peoples. Outside, but finds the strike zone. 0-1 count. McMillan wastes no time. The 0-1 pitch. Outside, four ball. McMillan, the 1-1 pitch to Peoples. Finds the strike zone. 1-2 count now. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. As Colton Peoples strikes out of there for the second out of the inning. That brings up Jake Nemeth. Nemeth got a triple back in the first inning. It scored Colton Peoples and Kyle Vogler. West Alabama right now leads 3-0 here in the top of the third inning. The 0-0 pitch caught a strike to Nemeth. So watch as that one goes by. The 0-1 to Nemeth now. Nemo gets a hit on out to left field. Nemeth will put the brakes on at first. And he gets a single, a two-out single there. That brings up Braden Lyman. Lyman's already had two triples this weekend. He had one last night, one in game two today. If he keeps at that pace, he'll get one in this game at some point. So he gets set. Left-handed batter out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. That one will be a line drive to Britt Netterville at shortstop to end the inning. So we will head to the bottom of the third. Savon leads Union 3 here on Sly. We're nine.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
See a part in Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Gavin Rogers makes his way back out onto the mound for his third inning of work here in Jackson, Tennessee. West Southern right now leads Union 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Due up for Union will be Slater Shield, Ben Smith, and then Patrick Music is the top of the lineup. And that'll be 8-9-1 due up for Union. As Slater Shield gets set, Shield has got a batting average of .220 this year. 50 at-bats, 11 hits, 13 runs, and he's walked twice. Drove in 5 runs this year, so he gets set. The 0-0 to Shield finds the strike zone from Rogers. So 0-1 count to Shield. Rogers sets in, and the windup, and the pitch, the 0-1. That one gets hit, directed to Bauer at first. He can't field it. He loses it. And so Shield gets a good break there, and he's on at first. Tough break there for West Alabama. So Shields on at first. It'll likely be an error. On Bauer. So Ben Smith now. Smith, shown bunt. First pitch. Lays down a bunt right side. It'll be a foul ball. As Jacob Messina, who's playing catcher today for West Alabama, comes over, picks it up. Gets it back to Rogers. 0-1 is the count here to Ben Smith. Rogers sets in. Ben Smith, he's batting .115 this year. The 0-1, Sean Bunn again. The throw back to Bauer at first as Shield will slide back. He's safe. The 0-1 count, the pitch. Sean Bunn and misses it. Called a strike. 0-2 count now. So it's an 0-2 count. 1-2 count, excuse me. Gavin Rogers gets set on the mound. The 1-2 pitch to Smith. Outside for a ball. 2-2 is the count. Rogers sets in the 2-2. With Shield on at first, that'll be a foul ball. Shield, who's at first base, he does have 3 stolen bases this year on 3 attempts. Gavin Rogers on the mound, the 2-2. That one's outside. That'll make it a full count. 3-2 is the count. With no outs here in the bottom of the third, Rogers sets in the 3-2. And that one's outside for ball number 4. So that'll move Shield to second. And Ben Smith on at first. And that brings up Patrick Music, the second baseman. Number 8 for Union. Music bats .346 this year. And now, West Alabama's pitching coach, Brock Ward, he'll make a mound visit. Talk things over here with Gavin Rogers, as well as Jacob Messina. He'll join him out there on the mound. See if the infield joins him as well. Looks like they'll stay at their positions. Pitching coach, Brock Ward, likely just trying to calm down Gavin Rogers a little bit. Talk to him about how they want to handle Patrick Music here. Talk about the situation. Give him a little piece of encouragement here. Brock gives him a little pat on the back, says, "You got it, man." And he'll make his way back to the dugout. Messina back to catcher position. And Gavin Rogers gets back on the mound. Nobody out in either bullpen right now. Just in the bottom of the third inning so far. We got 7 scheduled today. So Gavin Rogers sets in. Patrick Music bats .346 this year. 37 runs, 6 homers, 33 RBIs. First pitch to Music. Swing and a miss for the first strike to Music. Rogers gets set. The 0-1, Sean Bunt pulls it back. It'll be a ball. 1-1 is the count. One pitch. Sean Bunt lays down a bunt. Gavin Rogers fields it. The throw over to Bauer in time for the out. Excuse me, that was Sam Smith that came over to cover the bag, as Josh Bauer was also charging for the bunt. So Nice job there for West Alabama to get the out.
Jim had the game yesterday, and I didn't want to call him before the game today about it. I mean, I called him, the only thing I called about was to make sure the game was still going to be played at the right time.
That'll move Shield to third and Smith to second.
So Patrick Summit, I think this is class. This is class.
So Dorian Berry batting right-handed. He gets set. Struck out back in the first inning. Rogers, the 0-0, called a strike to Berry. Berry not happy about that one.
They've missed games, but the nursing thing, those are one time a year.
When you sign up for that program, you sign up. Who do they play?
Rogers sits in. The 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball.
I'm like, what does it matter? It's not a conference.
One ball, one strike, one out here to Berry. Rogers sits in. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Moves the count now. 1-2. Shields at third. Smith is at second for Union with Dorian Berry batting with one out here in the bottom of the third. The 1-2. That one's outside. Moves the count down to 2-2.
If they don't cook that whole box of burgers, I won't take them home with you today because they just freeze your burgers. You know, I ask them, you got everything?
Roger sits in. The 2-2. That one gets hit back up the middle. It'll be a base hit as Shield will score. Smith coming home. Doesn't even slide as he's safe. And Union finding its way back in this ball game now. 3-2 is the score. As Berry delivers a single up to center field. And that'll bring up hard-hitting Britt Netterville. He's got 7 homers this year. 39 runs he scored, and he's got 34 runs that he has batted in, and he bats 319. He gets set, the right-handed batter, out of Centerville, Mississippi. The 0-0. Berry goes, the throw down, the tag. Did he get him? He got him. Second out of the inning there, as Berry caught stealing there. What a good throw by Jacob Messina there. So, 2 outs here, with Britt Netterville at the plate. It's a 1-0 count. Rogers sets in, delivers the pitch. That one's outside. Ball number 2. It's a 2-0 count with 2 outs. The 2-0. That one's outside. Ball number 3. When Gavin pitches, he wastes no time. Messina or Thibodeau, whoever's catching, will throw it back to him. Rogers, he'll catch it. He'll put the ball behind his head as he delivers that one. It's a 3-1 count now. That's a strike. As I was saying, he'll pick his hands up in the air. He gets the call from Messina, and just like that, he goes to work. Here as he delivers the 3-1. That one's outside for a ball to put Netterville at first base. He gets on with a walk, and now that brings up Josh Bazoyan for Union. So Rogers on the mound, he gets set to deliver to Bazillion, who bats 323. First pitch, that one's outside for a ball. Bazillion, he's got 34 runs he scored, drove in 43 runs, 11 homers, D1-0. He'll foul that one off. 1-1 count. Rogers sets in out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Bazillion. Moves the count now to 1-2 with 2 outs. West Alabama leads game 3 right now. 3-2 here in the bottom of the third. Trying to get out of this inning without Union scoring any more runs. Rogers sets in. The 1-2 pitch. And that one's outside. Makes the count go 2-2. The 2-2. Hit down the left field line. Kitterman picks it up. He'll field it. The throw over to Bauer is in time for the third out of the inning. So that's the third out of the inning as we head to the top of the fourth. West Alabama leads Union 3-2 here on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call. So you can worry about more important things. Like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Union University. Tigers lead Union right now 3-2 as Gavin Rogers bats the first pitch to Rogers, and he'll get that one hit up to left field, and he'll get on with a base hit as he'll just lightly jog to first base as Rogers gets things going there with a single to left field. That'll bring up Josh Bauer for the Tigers here in the top of the fourth. Josh Bauer today flew out to center field back in the first inning. First pitch to Bauer. It's a hard hit ball to shortstop. The throw to second, the throw to first, double play. That'll be a 6-4-3 double play as they'll get Rogers and Bauer. And so now that brings up Jacob Messina playing catcher today. Messina is struck out looking back in the second inning. McMillan sets in. The 0-0 to Messina finds the strike zone. 0-1 count. McMillan sets in the 0-1 pitch, and that'll be a fair ball as Messina gets a hit on that one. He'll round first base, and he's going to try and make his way towards second, and he'll slide, and he's in with a double there. Jacob Messina is, so he gets the double out to left field. So a good double there from Messina, as that brings up Houston Kitterman for West Alabama. Kitterman, he's got Messina in scoring position here as Messina gets his leadoff. Kitterman on the year batting 200, 9 RBIs, 17 runs. On deck is Sam Smith. McMillan, first pitch to Kitterman, finds the strike zone. 0-1 count, no balls, one strike, two outs. That pitch hit hard out to left field, and Bazillion gets under in time to make the grab and retire the West Alabama side. So we'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. West Alabama leads Union 3-2 here on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Papa, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field, here on the campus of Union University. West Alabama softball got the series win over Union this weekend, as they lost last night the first game. But yesterday they played their doubleheader and lost the first game 7-2, then bounced back to win the second game yesterday 8-0, and came back today and won 9-2. Yesterday, Hannah Minyard pitched a no-hitter in the 8-0 victory over Union. And also, West Alabama women's tennis yesterday won the Gulf South Conference regular season championship. So congratulations to Coach Jeff Beeman and his team. They've done a fantastic job all year. Undefeated in Gulf South Conference action. Very impressive what they've done. They've won about 22 straight regular season Gulf South Conference matches. So very impressive as Rogers delivers the first pitch there to Grayson Swanson. Be outside for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Rogers, the 1-0. That one finds the strike zone. 1-1 count. West Sullivan Women's Tennis joins UWA Men's Basketball's Gulf South Conference regular season champions this year. The 1-1 check swing. They say strike. So 1-2 count now. West Sullivan Softball looking to make the Gulf South Conference tournament. The 1-2. That one will be fouled off. West Sullivan Men's Tennis also already qualified for the Gulf South Conference tournament. So lots to be excited about in West Alabama athletics back home. Hopefully West Alabama baseball can get a win here today. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss as they strike Grayson Swanson out. As that is Gavin Rogers' second strikeout of the day. That brings up Blake Barrett, the first baseman. A win here in this game will make the drive back much more enjoyable later this evening. We still got a lot of baseball left here today as Barrett gets set. First pitch to Barrett from Rogers. Finds the strike zone. 0-1 count. No balls, one strike, one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Barrett. 0-2 count. Rogers gets set. The windup and the pitch. That one's upstairs for ball number one. Makes the count now 1-2. West Alabama's got 6 hits today. Union's got 2 so far in this one. The 1-2 pitch. And that one's going to get down out in left center field for a base hit. Vogler comes over, fields it, and he'll get it back in the infield. But that'll be a single for Barrett. And that brings up Carson Chavies. Chavies flew out to center field back in the second inning. He's batting .338 this year. He's got 10 RBIs, 17 runs that he scored. He gets set. Rogers sits in. The 0-0 to Chavies. Swing and a miss. Moves the count to 0-1 now. Both teams' dugouts up on the rails today. Watching the game. Tigers in the third base dugout. Union in the first base dugout. Rogers the 0-1 pitch. That one will be outside. Moves the count to 1-1. Both bullpens kind of mirror each other. Union's down the right field line, and then Tigers visiting bullpen here. At Fesmeyer Field, it kind of mirrors each other. The 1-1 pitch. Chavies will foul that one off. Right side near the Union dugout. Rogers sits in the 1-2. That one's hit to third. Kitterman fields it. The throw to Smith at second is in time. The throw to first, not in time. But Tigers do get the lead out runner. Blake Barrett is out. And so Chavies will go to first. And that'll bring up Slater Shield. Slater Shield out of Franklin, Tennessee, 6'1" sophomore, batting .216 this year, 14 runs, 5 RBIs. That one will be popped up. It'll be a foul ball, right side behind the Union dugout. Got a good crowd here today. Lots of Union fans, and I see some West Alabama fans that made the trip. We've got a lot of players here from West Tennessee. I'm sure some of them are here today. Rogers the 0-1. That one in the dirt. Just count 1-1 now to Shield. Chavies on at first base. Rogers sets in. And now our home plate umpire grants time to Shield. Shield got on back with an error back in the third inning and ended up scoring a run. And the 1-1, it'll get hit out to left field. It'll get down for a base hit for Shield as Peoples comes over and fields it quickly. Gets it back in the infield. So that'll be a single out to left. So Chavies on at second. Shield on at first. Union looking to get something going here. With two runners on, two outs here. Ben Smith batting now. Bats .115. He's got 7 runs this year. He scored back in the third. Scored a run in game one today. Got 5 RBIs. The 0-0 to Smith. That one's outside. Excuse me, that one's in the strike zone. 0-1 count now with two outs. Rodgers sets in, takes a deep breath, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Smith. Moves the count now to 0-2. Smith got on with a walk back in the third. Rodgers the 0-2. That one get hit to short. Nemeth can't field it, lost it. And so that'll load the bases for Union. Chavies will go to third, Shield will go to second, and Ben Smith gets on at first off an error by Jake Nemeth. And that brings up Patrick Music, top of the lineup here. Music, he's a dangerous hitter. Bats 346, 37 runs, 6 homers, 33 RBIs to Patrick Music's name. He's walked 28 times this year, struck out 22, stolen 4 bases, 1 triple, 10 doubles. First pitch to Music. That one's outside for a ball. It's a 1-0 count here. At Fessmeyer Field, Rodgers gets the ball back, puts it behind his head, sets in, gets the call from Messina, and Rodgers, he'll go to work here. 1-0 pitch, right down the middle for the first strike of this at-bat. 1-1 count here to Patrick Music. Music, he's out of Ardmore, Alabama. 5'9" graduate senior, Union today. Between games, honored the graduate, or excuse me, honored the seniors, and he was one of those that got honored. The 1-1 pitch to Music. That'll be a foul ball. Takes the count now to 1-2. Music gets set. Rodgers on the mound. Bases loaded. Bottom of the fourth inning of a 7-inning game. Music costs time and our home plate umpire grants it to him. Rodgers sets in on the mound. The 1-2 pitch outside for ball number 2. 2's on the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Gavin Rodgers sets in. Facing Patrick Music. Rodgers sets in. Home plate umpire grants time again to Patrick Music. He steps out of the box, adjusts his gloves. Music laid down a good sacrifice bunt back in the third. He gets set here. The 2-2 pitch from Rodgers. And that one's outside for ball number 3. And lots of chirping coming from the Tiger dugouts. They thought it was a strike. From my vantage point, thought that the umpire made a good call there. Union crowd, Union dugout getting loud here. As Rodgers sets in, the 3-2 pitch. That one's a high hit ball out to left center field. Kyle Vogler gets under it and makes the grab for out number 3. So Gavin Rodgers and the Tiger defense get out of a jam there, as that'll be an F8 to Kyle Vogler. Out in center field, West Alabama holds on to the 3-2 lead, and Union leaves 3 on in that inning. We head to the top of the fifth inning. West Alabama leads 3-2 here at 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Sam Smith will get things going here, and the first pitch to Sam Smith, and that one will get hit out to shortstop as Naderville can't field it there. So Sam Smith will get on with a single. I correct my scorecard here. So Sam Smith gets on with a single. hit out the left field, got past Naderville. He just couldn't field it. So Smith on at first. That brings up the top of the lineup. Kyle Vogler, first pitch to Kyle. That one's low and away for ball number one of this at bat. They'll throw back to first to check on Sam Smith. He's safely back. Sam, he's a quick guy. He's stolen a few bases this year. He's started two games this year. As he goes right now, he slides the tag, and Sam Smith is safe with another stolen base. So good job there by Sam. As I was saying, he can steal a base or two. This is his third game this year that he started. 11th appearance. The 2-0 to Vogler. Sam goes, gets away from Smith, the catcher. So Sam Smith now at third base here in a 3-0 count here to Vogler. Smith typically will come in a pinch running situation. We've seen him do that multiple times this year. One of the fastest guys on the team. Right now it's a 3-0 count. He's on at third base. 3-0 pitch. That one finds the strike zone. 3-1 count. So they'll say Sam stole second, and then he advanced to third on a wild pitch. The 3-1. That one's outside for a walk. So Vogler's on at first base with a walk. That'll bring up Colton Peoples for West Alabama. Peoples gets set. Left-handed batter. Batting 277 this year. First pitch to Peoples. That one's outside for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. He bats 277. 12 RBIs to his name. Golden, he scored 29 runs himself this year. The 1-0 finds the strike zone. 1-1 is the count. Colton, he's also stolen a few bases this year as he's got 15 to his name. 17 attempts. The 1-1. Peoples shown bunt, pulled it back. Doesn't matter, it's still a strike. A 1-2 count here to Colton. Colton, he's a junior on the field. He's working on his masters right now. And he finds the gap in the right side, and he'll score Sam Smith. As Vogler goes to third, he'll slide. Peoples safe at first. So Sam Smith, he'll score a run. Vogler gets to third. Peoples gets on at first with a single to right field. That brings up Nemo, Jake Nemeth. And now Union's going to make a pitching change, so we'll take a short break. We'll let you know who the new Bulldog pitcher is when we come back. West Alabama leads Union 4-2 here on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here. A new pitcher for Union. It's going to be number 30, A.J. Zeke. Sam McMillan's day is done. Zeke, on this year, he's pitched 31.1 innings, giving up 23 hits, 11 strikeouts, an ERA of 3.80. Some impressive numbers here for Zeke as he comes in for relief for McMillan. McMillan faced 20 batters, 17 at-bats, one strikeout looking, and four complete innings, seven hits, and four runs as Tigers have runners on the corners here. We have Peoples at first, Vogler at third. First pitch to Jake Nemeth. He to foul it off. Moves the count 0-1. Jake Nemeth, they call him Nemo. Nemo gets set. 0-1 count. Zeke the pitch. And it's a little looper out to left field. Will it get down for a base hit? It will. And so Vogler comes across the plate to score a run. Nemeth slides a second. And everybody's safe, as I'm not sure really what happened then. But anyways, Vogler scores a run. So now West Elmo leads 5-2. Peoples moves to third. So that brings up Braden Lyman. First pitch to Lyman. He'll foul that one off right side. Down the right field line. 0-1 count to Lyman. Lyman out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. He's got 28 runs, 5 homers, 36 RBIs. Batting average of .336. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Lyman. Lyman, he got on with a single back in the first inning and then flew out to shortstop back in the third. Third at bat here, the 0-2, that one's outside for a ball. So you got Colton Peoples at third, Jake Nemeth at second. Nemeth getting a long lead off there out of second base. No outs, Lyman the hit, and that one gets hit to second. The throw to first is in time for the out, and the runners, Nemeth and Peoples, they will stay where they're at. Before the first out of the inning, it'll be a 4-3. So that brings up the pitcher, Gavin Rogers. Rogers out of Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, having a good day today. Had 7 RBIs back in the first game today. He's got 33 RBIs on the year. The first pitch to Rogers, right down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 is the count. He'll tap home plate with his bat. Get set. The 0-1. That one's outside as it gets away from Ben Smith. Couldn't get away from it enough to score Peoples from third. So a 1-1 count here with one out. It's 1-1. Looked like a curveball. Finds the strike zone. 1-2 count with one out. A.J. Zeke on the mound. The 1-2 pitch from Zeke. That one outside gets away from Smith again. Still not enough to score Peoples. So 2-2 is the count. One out. Zeke can just throw that one just about a foot farther to the left. It would score Peoples. The 2-2. That one's fouled off. Count stays at 2-2.
Okay. That's all I need. That's all I got.
And the 2-2 to Rogers gets past shortstop, and it'll score Peoples from third. West Alabama now has a 6-2 lead as Peoples comes across the plate. Jake Nemeth, he'll move to third base. And Rogers gets on at first base with a single to left field. So that brings up Josh Bauer, number 15. First pitch to Bauer. That one will get down for a left field single as Jake Nemeth comes across the plate. And West Alabama's opened up his lead here. It is now 7-2 ball game here. And West Alabama's got Gavin Rogers on at second. Josh Bauer's on at first. Jacob Messina batting. A.J. Zeke on the mound. See some action out there in the Union bullpen. Can't tell who it is. Jacob Messina batting. The 0-0 to Messina. Down the middle for a called strike. 0-1 is the count. Messina gets set. Playing catcher today for West Alabama. The 0-1. That one outside for a ball. Messina got a double back in the fourth. Struck out looking in the second. The 1-1 to Messina. That one in the dirt. Low. Maybe not in the dirt. But low for ball number two. 2-1 count. The 2-1 pitch. That one's outside for a called ball. 3-1 count to Messina. Messina gets set. The right-handed batter batting .267 this year. He's got 10 RBIs looking to add to that here. The 3-1. Swing and a miss by Messina. Moves the count down to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss by Messina. So that'll strike him out of there. As now that brings up Houston Kitterman for the Tigers. That's the second strikeout, or excuse me, second out of the inning. Houston Kitterman now at the plate. On deck will be Sam Smith. Sam started the inning. So Houston Kitterman now at the plate. Still got two runners on. Rogers at second. Josh Bauer at first. The 0-0. That one's outside for a ball. The 1-0. That one finds the strike zone. Moves the count to 1-1. Kitterman, he's got 110 at-bats. 22 hits. That one's hit high in the air towards center field. Javies gets under it, make the grab for Union, the third out of the inning. So West Alabama scores four runs there in the fifth inning to take a 7-2 lead here at Fesmire Field. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with the bottom of the fifth inning here on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Gavin Rogers back on the mound for his fifth inning of work. First pitch to Dorian Berry. That one's outside for a ball. It's a 1-0 count. Today, Berry struck out in the first and then got on with a single to center field back in the third inning. The 1-0 that misses high for 2-0 count now. West Alabama leads 7-2 here in game three of the Gulf South Conference Series. Played one last night. This Berry will foul that one off. Take the count now to 2-1. Played game one last night, 4-2. Union got the win. Came back today. Union got the win, 15-12. The 2-1 to Berry. High in the air as Josh Bauer trying to get under it in foul territory, and he does indeed for the flyout for the first out of the inning. So now that brings up Brett Netterville. Netterville, he's the shortstop. Where's number three? Bats 319. Seven homers, 39 runs. He has scored and drove in 34 runs, batted in with one out. Gavin Rogers gets set on the mound. The 0-0 pitch misses low for a called ball. Rogers sets in the 1-0 pitch. Right back up the middle towards Rogers. And Nemeth will come over trying to field it, but he can't get a grab on it. So Netterville will get on. We'll see if they how they field that. I'll just say he's singled up the middle. No error. Probably the correct call. Then I bring up Josh Bazillion. Bazillion plays left field. Number 23 for Union. Bats 320. Got 11 homers this year. 43 RBIs. And he scored 34 times himself. First pitch to Bazillion. And they say he found it off a little bit. 0-1 count. Jacob Messina playing catcher today. Game two of the doubleheader. Done a pretty good job today. Jonathan Thibodeau getting a rest. The 0-1 misses high. 1-1 count now. Rogers sits in. The 1-1. That one's in the dirt. Check swing. Did he go? They say no, he did not. So the count now goes to 2-1 with one out. Barry flew out to Bauer at first base in foul territory to lead things off here in the inning. And then Netterville came back, kind of singled up the middle. He's on at first base. He gets the lead off. 2-1 is the count here to Bazoyan. And that's a hard hit ball out to deep left field. Colton Peoples going back towards the wall. He jumps. And that one gets over the wall for a two-run home run for Bazoyan. Great effort by Colton Peoples out there in left field to try and come down with it, but Colton just could not jump high enough to grab that one. So that is a home run for Mr. Bazoyan. He clears the bases as Netterville scores from first base, and Bazoyan gets the home run there. That brings up Grayson Swanson. Scores now 7-4. West Alabama still leads with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rogers sets in to deliver the first pitch to Swanson. The 0-0. A high hit ball deep in the air. Chasing it is Bauer. Bauer gets under it in foul territory to make the grab for the second out of the inning. So now that'll bring up number 44, Blake Barrett. Barrett plays first base today. He got a single back in the second inning, and then he also got another single back in the fourth. So now that's a 1-0 count. Takes the first pitch for a ball. The 1-0. And that'll get through out the left field for a base hit as Barrett gets on at first base for Union. Bring up Carson Chavies. Chavies gets set, left-handed batter. Gavin Rogers on the mound. Still no one out there in the bullpen for the Tigers. That's a hard hit ball out to right field to get down for a base hit. As all runners will put the brakes on, stop at first and second. Barrett's on at second, and Chavies on at first. And that is now Union's ninth hit of the game. Eighth hit. So two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Slater Shield coming up to the plate. Shield got on with an error back in the third, and then he singled in the fourth. The 0-0 to Shield. That one misses outside for ball number one. Rogers gets set on the mound. The 1-0. And now home plate umpire calls time. So it's a wasted pitch for Rogers. Messina gets the pitch call from pitching coach Brock Ward over in the dugout. Delivers it to Rogers. The 1-0. That one misses outside. Moves the count 2-0. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-0 count. Gets set the pitch right down the middle for a called strike. 2-1 count now. Two balls, one strike. Here to Shield. Rogers takes a deep breath, glances back at second at the 2-1. And that one's hit out the center field to get down for another base hit for Union. As Barrett comes home, he'll score from second base. And Chavies, he'll stop at second. Shield will go to first with a single to center field. And that brings up the catcher, Ben Smith. Now a 7-5 ball game. Union scored 3 runs here in this inning. They scored 2 in the third. And now catcher Jacob Messina, he'll walk out, talk to Rogers. Try and calm him down a little bit here. See some action going on now in the Tiger bullpen. Just saw some 4 guys run out. Smith, that's 113 on the year. First one, it's a little looper to Jake Nemeth at shortstop. It'll get down for a base hit. One run's going to come across the plate. And that's a big hit for Mr. Ben Smith. As Chavis, he'll score from first, from second. And Shield moves to second. Smith on it first. So it's now 7-6 ball game. Union at one point trailed 7-2 entering this inning. They've fought their way back in this game. With the top of the lineup here, Patrick Music, Rogers gets set. Rogers takes a deep breath, the 0-0 to Music. That one's hit out of right field, chasing it'll be Lyman. He gets under it. He makes the grab to retire the Union side. It'll be a F9 there for the third out of the inning. So that will end the bottom of the fifth. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Due up for West Alabama. It'll be Sam Smith, Kyle Vogler, and Colton Peoples. West Alabama leads 7-6 as we enter the sixth inning here on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back here on Sly 104.9. Union's making a pitching change. They've gone to the bullpen. They'll bring in number 18, Ryan Middleton. He's a 6-foot junior. He's an Alabama native, Smith Station, Alabama. Right-handed pitcher. And this season he's pitched 14 complete innings, given up 30 hits, 14 strikeouts, 9 ERA. And he'll get to face Sam Smith to begin things off here. First pitch to Sam. That one misses outside for a ball here in the top of the sixth. The 1-0 is a hard hit ball right side directly to first base, and Barrett fields it. He'll tap on the bag for the first out. So now that brings up top of the lineup and Kyle Vogler. Vogler walked once in the first and in the fifth. Flew out to center field back in the third. He scored 2 runs today. First pitch to Vogler. Finds the strike zone. 0-1 count now. The 0-1 to Vogler. Hard hit ball left side. It'll be a foul ball. Kyle Vogler, he's reached base in 12 straight games. It's very impressive what he's done here. Earlier in the year, Jake Nemeth had a 28-game reaching base streak as Vogler takes that one for a ball. 1-2 count now. The 1-2 struck him out as Kyle goes down on strikes. That'll bring up Colton Peoples for West Alabama. Peoples today. He's had 2 singles to right field. Struck out in the third. Scored twice. Once in the first. Once in the fifth. He gets set. First pitch. That one misses low. Ball number 1. The 1-0. Peoples, he'll foul that one off over the Tiger dugout. Count now goes to 1-1. The 1-1 to Peoples. Well, misses low. 2-1 count. Ryan Middleton on the mound for Union. He's got 3 saves on the year. The 2-1 finds the strike zone. 2-2 is the count now. Middleton, he's got 30 runs. Giving up 30 runs. 18 of them earned. ERA of 8.59. Giving up 30 hits. 7 walks. The 2-2 swing and a miss. As he picks up his 16th strikeout of the year, as back-to-back strikeouts will end the Tigers' top of the sixth. So we head to the bottom of the sixth. due up for Union. It will be 2-3-4 as West Sumner leads Union 7-6 here on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Welcome back here to Fesmire Field. Gavin Rogers back on the mound for his sixth inning of work. He'll get to face Dorian Berry to begin things off. First pitch to Berry. That one misses outside. Caught a ball. 1-0 count. Rogers sets in. The 1-0 pitch to Berry. Misses. No. Finds the strike zone. 1-1 is the count now. Berry's batting 278 on the year. 23 runs. 3 homers. 14 RBIs. The 1-1 from Rogers. That one's outside. 2-1 is the count. West Sumner leads 7-6 here in the sixth inning. As Berry gets a hit on that one out the left field, Colton Peoples giving chase on it and gets under it in time for the out. That'll be the first down of the inning as it'll be a F7. And that brings up Britt Netterville looking at his Union lineup. I mean, one guy goes down and then the next guy comes up. He's hit 7 home runs this year. They've got a really solid lineup this year of guys that can swing the bats. A bunch of hard-hitting guys. They second the Gulf South Conference in home runs, only behind Montevallo, as Rogers delivers the first pitch to Netterville. That one misses outside for a 1-0 count. Rogers gets set. The 1-0 pitch. It's a hard-hit ball to third base. Kitterman can't field it in time. Nemeth comes over, picks it up, and we'll see how they score that for Netterville. I mean, that was a hard-hit ball. Kitterman had his glove on it. Okay, they're going to say a single. Not going to give him an error there. So it'll be a single there. And that'll bring up Josh Bazoyan. Bazoyan hit a home run back in the fifth inning. And now pitching coach Brock Ward will come out and make a mound visit, and we're going to make a pitching change. So we're going to take a short break. We'll let you know who new West Alabama pitcher is when we come back here on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Fesmeyer Field here on the campus of Union in Jackson, Tennessee. West Iona has made the call to the bullpen, and they have brought in number 30, Josh Bledsoe. Bledsoe comes in for Gavin Rogers. Gavin, take a quick look at his stat line, what he finishes up with. He pitched 5.1 innings, faced 30 batters, and gave up 5 earned runs, 6 total runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, gave up 11 hits, 1 homer. So Josh Bledsoe comes in for relief, and Bledsoe actually made an appearance last night in this series. Bledsoe came in, and he pitched 1 complete inning, struck out 1 batter, hit 1 batter, and he faced 4 batters, and the other 2 batters that he faced flew out. So Bledsoe gets set. Still some more action going in the Tiger bullpen. We'll see how long Bledsoe can go. And he'll get to face to begin things off here. Bazillion. First pitch from Bledsoe. Misses outside for a ball to Bazillion. Bazillion gets set. Batting 326 this year. 35 runs, 12 homers. The 1-0 finds the strike zone. 1-1 is the count to Bazillion. 1-1 count of 1 out. Bazillion gets set. You got Netterville at first base. He gets his lead off. Josh Bauer covering the bag for the Tigers. The 1-1 from Bledsoe. That one's outside for a called ball. 2-1 is the count. 2-1 is the count. Bledsoe gets the call from Messina. Bledsoe takes a deep breath. Delivers to 2-1. That one's low. Lots of chirping from the Tiger bullpen. Not happy about that call. Count goes to 3-1. Bledsoe sets in to 3-1. That one's outside as well. And so that is ball 4. And Bazillion gets on with a walk. And that'll move Netterville to second base. Just 1 out here in the inning. Grayson Swanson now at the plate. A single in the second. Struck out in the fourth. And flew out to Josh Bauer in foul territory back in the fifth inning. There's just 1 out here. Grayson Swanson at the plate. Josh Bledsoe on the mound. In relief for Gavin Rogers. Bledsoe the 0-0. Misses outside. Ball number 1. 1-0 is the count. Bledsoe the 1-0. That one misses outside. Misses the count now 2-0. Bledsoe sets in on the mound. Out of Valley, Alabama. The 2-0. That one finally finds a strike zone for a 2-1 count now. Bledsoe, 6'3" junior, right-handed pitcher from Valley, Alabama. Two, one is the count. Bledsoe, the pitch. That one's outside. Ball number 3 to Grayson Swanson. Bledsoe takes a deep breath, delivers the 3-1. It's a hard hit ball to left field. It'll score at least 1 run as Netterville crosses the plate. Bazillion will slide at third. He's safe. And Swanson slides at second. He's safe with a double. So Netterville scores. Bazillion moves to third. And Swanson, he gets a double to left field. That brings up Blake Barrett, the first baseman. Blake Barrett, the first baseman. He got a single back in the fifth inning and in the fourth and in the second. Barrett takes Bledsoe on the mound. The 0-0. That one's outside for ball number one. So 1-0 count here to Barrett, the first baseman for Union. He's batting 373 this year with 12 homers. Infield playing close up. That one will be fouled off. Count goes to 1-1 for Barrett. Union got Bazillion on at third. Swanson at second. Outfield playing deep. Infield playing straight away. Right on the fringe of the grass. Once across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. The 1-1, that one's outside. Four ball. 2-1 count here for Barrett. Barrett wears number 44. He's out of Greenville, Indiana. He gets set. The 2-1. And it's a hard hit ball high in the air. Chasing it'll be Lyman over in foul territory. And Lyman almost slips down there. Good thing that he looked down because he was running straight into the area of the bullpen and wasn't looking. If he'd not have looked straight ahead, he'd have ran right into that fence. So the count goes 2-2. Good hustle attempt there by Lyman. Two balls, two strikes. Tie ball game, seven runs apiece. Two runners on, one out. Here in the bottom of the sixth, the 2-2. Swing and miss, he struck him out of there for the second out of the inning. Big strikeout there for Josh Bledsoe as that brings up Carson Chavies. Chavies plays center field. Bats 343, 10 RBIs, 18 runs this year he scored. Today Chavies, he's got a single in the fifth, fielder's choice in the fourth, flew out to center field, and West Alabama intentionally walks Chavies. I was looking down at my notes and I looked up and he on first base. I didn't know what had happened. But West Alabama intentionally walks him. So he'll go to first base. So base is loaded with Slater Shield at the plate. With two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch finds the strike zone for a strike. 0-1 count. 0-1 count with two outs. Tie ball game, seven apiece. Bledsoe gets set. The wind up. The pitch. That one hit, but it'll be a foul ball. Josh Bauer giving chase on it. It'll wind up a foul ball right past the Union dugout. So 0-2 count. It's a big at-bat right here and a big pitch upcoming for Josh Bledsoe. Tigers trying to salvage a game after dropping two in the series. 0-2 count with two outs. Bledsoe sets in. Him and Messina exchange calls. Home plate umpire grants time to Slater Shield. Shield. He's out of Franklin, Tennessee. Big opportunity here for him and Josh Bledsoe. The 0-2 pitch. That one misses outside. Moves the count in 1-2. 1-2 count with two outs. Slater Shield batting. Runners on every single base. The 1-2. Misses outside. Gets away from Messina. Runner goes home. The throw to home. No throw home. And that Bazillion comes across the plate. And Union takes the lead. 8-7. All runners advance. So Chavies will move to second base. Swanson moves to third. Counts at 2-2. 8-7 ball game. West Alabama trails 1 now. Union leads here in Jackson, Tennessee. Still 2-2 count. Josh Bledsoe the pitch. That one's inside. Gets away from Messina again, but not enough to advance any runners. So count goes to a full count. It's a 3-2 count, two outs. Home plate umpire grants time to Slater Shield. Shield bats 245 this year, 14 runs he scored, 6 RBIs, no home runs. Runners on second and third, 3-2 pitch. That one's hit down the right side to be a foul ball over near the parking lot of the Fesmire press box here. It's been a great trip so far up here in Jackson, the 3-2 pitch. And this is outside for ball number four. Once again, bases loaded. That brings up Ben Smith. Ben Smith bats 130. 7 runs he scored. 6 RBIs. He's got the bases loaded here. 8-7 ball game. Union leads by 1. West Alabama has led for the majority of the game up until this inning. Ben Smith at the plate. Josh Bledsoe on the mound. He gets set. The pitch. That one's hit left side towards Kitterman. He'll tap on the bag, and that will end the inning. Union scores two runs in the sixth inning to take the lead 8-7. So we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll see if West Alabama can extend it or take the lead in the top of the seventh. You're listening to West Alabama Baseball.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They leave the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Pop, these gas prices are crazy.
I know, Callan. How much are you paying to fill up now?
I don't pay for gas, Pop, but what should other people do?
Well, right now at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Meridian, we've got lots of options to help you decrease the amount that you spend at the pump. Plus, we're offering top dollar for your trade-ins.
Top dollar for trade-ins and gas-friendly vehicles?
Yep. Come see for yourself at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Meridian.
Jake Nemeth will lead things off here in the top of the seventh inning. Nemeth gets set, right-handed batter. The 0-0 pitch to Nemeth. That one misses outside for a called ball. West Alabama trails 8-7 here in the top of the seventh. We've got seven innings scheduled, so West Alabama needs to either get a run or take the lead. The 1-0 misses outside. 2-0 count here to Nemeth. 2-0 pitch misses outside. 3-0 is the count here to Jake Nemeth. Nemeth on the year bats 356. Five homers, 34 RBIs, 33 runs he scored. The 3-0 misses inside. Ball number four. So West Alabama's got something going here with Jake Nemeth on it first. That'll bring up Braden Lyman. Lyman makes the walk up to the plate. Lyman's also got five home runs this year, 36 RBIs, 28 runs. He's got a batting average of 333. Today he's got one RBI, one hit. The 0-0 finds the strike zone to Lyman. 0-1 count. Lyman gets set. Left-handed batter out of Land O'Lakes, Florida. The 0-1 in there for a strike. 0-2 count. Jake Nemeth on it first. Nemeth has got nine stolen bases this year. We'll see if West Alabama might see if they might steal them here. 0-2 count. The 0-2. That one's upstairs to Lyman. 1-2 count now. Middleton on the mound. The 1-2. Hard hit ball by Lyman out to left field as won't be enough to move Nemeth as Bazillion was there to make the grab for the first out of the inning. So Nemeth will stay at first. And that brings up number 36, Gavin Rogers. Gavin started the game on the mound today and playing the DH role in the lineup, batting fifth. Got a three-run home run back in the first game today. First pitch to Rogers. Finds the strike zone. 0-1 is the count. Got Jake Nemeth on it first. One out. 0-1 count. Middleton sets in on the mound. The 0-1 finds the strike zone for an 0-2 count now to Gavin. On deck is Josh Bauer for West Alabama. Rogers is batting 319 this year. He's got five home runs. The 0-2 pitch. That one misses outside for ball number one. 1-2 count with one out. Tigers trail by one. The 1-2. That one's outside. It's a 2-2 count now to Gavin. The 2-2. Rogers gets a hit on it. Hit directly to Music. The tag. The throw to first. Double play. And that is the ball game as Union gets the win off of a 4-3 double play. So that'll do it as Jake Nemeth is tagged out. Braden Lyman flew out to left field. And then Gavin Rogers, the throw at first, got him out. So West Alabama takes the loss today. Gavin Rogers will take the loss on the mound for West Alabama. And for Union, McMillan will get the win on the mound. McMillan went four innings. Well, maybe not. I'm not sure who will get the win. We'll see. But for UWA, Gavin Rogers, he'll take the loss on the mound. And Josh Bledsoe came in for relief. And West Alabama on the year falls to 12-29 overall, 9-15 in Gulf South Conference play after getting swept here at Union. And Union on the year, they'll improve to 17-20, 10-13 in Gulf South Conference action with the sweep here against West Alabama. We appreciate everybody listening this weekend. West Alabama is going to be back in action on Tuesday at William Carey. We will not be on Sly 104.9 for that game. The next time we'll be here on Sly 104.9, it'll be Delta State at home. And Mr. Will Atkinson, he'll have play-by-play duties for that weekend series. Delta State, they'll come to Livingston on April 23rd, this is Saturday, for the doubleheader. First pitch scheduled for 2 p.m. and then turn around and play one game on Sunday with the first pitch scheduled for 1 p.m. All three of those games at Tartt Field. And then the Tigers will host Miles College on April 27th. That's a Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. when we'll be on Sly 104.9 for that one. And then the Tigers will close out the Gulf South Conference regular season with a road trip to Huntsville, Alabama, to the Rocket City. Take on Alabama Huntsville in a three-game Gulf South Conference series, and we'll be on Sly 104.9 for those games. This will be my last appearance of the season on Sly 104.9, so I appreciate everybody listening. Mr. Will Atkinson will handle the rest of the play-by-play duties this year. So that's going to do it for us. West Alabama loses game three of the Gulf South Conference series today to Union. A final score of 8-7 here at Fesmire Field. We appreciate everybody listening. Mr. Wayne Grant back in the studio. We appreciate everything that he does for us. And that's going to do it. Go Tigers.